From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. President Obama defends the Iran nuclear accord. U.S. President Barack Obama is vigorously defending the international accord to restrain Iran's nuclear program by saying it cuts off all of Iran's pathways to the bomb. He says it's a very good deal. He said that in a speech Wednesday in an address at American University in Washington.
So this deal is not just the best choice among alternatives. This is the strongest non-proliferation agreement ever negotiated. And because this is such a strong deal, every nation in the world that has commented publicly, with the exception of the Israeli government, has expressed support.
The deal would bar Tehran from building a nuclear weapon in exchange for lifting United Nations and Western sanctions that have hobbled Iran's economy. Opponents say provisions to verify that Iran is complying with the accord are too weak. The Pentagon says U.S. forces in Turkey have carried out their first airstrike against Islamic State fighters in Syria. U.S. military officials said the first cross-border strike from Turkey was carried out by an unmanned drone aircraft on Wednesday, the same day that American drones and other warplanes began arriving at an airbase in southern Turkey. Turkey and the United States are planning joint military action to clear Islamic State militants from an area of Syria near the Turkish border. Turkey's foreign minister announced the joint action, saying he anticipates an extensive battle against Islamic State extremists would reduce the threat Islamic State poses to moderate opposition forces. This is VOA News. A large force of southern Yemeni resistance fighters, backed by Saudi-led coalition armored fighting vehicles, has reportedly pushed Houthi rebels and their allies out of three southern provinces, including the strategic Al Anad Air Base. Arab media report that 3,000 ground troops, including 1,500 from Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, and 1,500 trained Yemenis, along with battle tanks and infantry fighting vehicles, mark a notable escalation in the Saudi-led coalition's government involvement in Yemen. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Amateur video showed southern militiamen supported by the Saudi-led coalition firing into the air to celebrate the capture of Houta, the capital of the South Yemeni province of Lahaj. Arab media report the coalition and its allies now control three southern provinces. United Arab Emirates-based political analyst Theodore Karasik tells VOA.
The end game is to carve out a portion of southern Yemen so that the Hadi government can solidify its gains and restore order.
Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. It's official now. Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak confirmed on Thursday that a piece of an airplane wing found on Reunion Island in the Indian Ocean belonged to Malaysia Airlines flight MH370, which disappeared without a trace 17 months ago.
It is with a very heavy heart that I must tell you that an international team of experts have conclusively confirmed that the aircraft debris found on Reunion Island is indeed from MH370.
Malaysia Airlines put out a statement of condolence to the families and friends of all 239 passengers and crew on the flight. China's foreign minister says his country has stopped its controversial land reclamation project in the South China Sea. Wang Yi commented at the ASEAN Forum in Malaysia on Wednesday, where he met with U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry. Two passenger trains have derailed during a flash flood in central India, killing at least 24 people and injuring scores more. The derailments occurred around midnight Tuesday when the trains were crossing a small bridge near the Mashak River in Madhya Pradesh state. Darkness complicated the search for the passengers, but by morning, authorities said more than 300 passengers had been rescued. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.